are you?" said the Caterpillar. Alice replied, rather shyly, "I hardly know, sir, just at present. At least, I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have changed several times since then."
"What do you mean by that?" said the Caterpillar sternly. "Explain yourself."
"I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir," said Alice, "because I'm not myself, you see. Being so many different sizes in a day is very confusing."
She drew herself up and said very gravely, "I think you ought to tell me who you are first."
"Why?" said the Caterpillar.
As Alice could not think of any good reason, and the Caterpillar seemed to be in a very unpleasant state of mind, she turned away.
"Come back," the Caterpillar called after her. "I have something important to say."
Alice turned and came back again.
"Keep your temper," said the Caterpillar.